Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Sashay Away with Barry. This is take 3 of me recording this video. The first one, I belched in the middle of the introduction. The second one, the doorbell rang in the middle of me taping. And so here I am, take 3. Luckily, I hadn't gotten too far on either of those first 2 takes. So here we go. I am here and I'm going to be talking about RuPaul's Drag Race Down Under Season 1, Episode 4, I believe, entitled Recycled. Last week, we said goodbye to Coco Jumbo. I really liked Coco Jumbo on the show, so I was sad to see her go. I thought it could have been a double save on the lip sync last week because I thought Coco did a great job. Electra did a great job as well. She just did too many splits for my personal taste. I don't like it when too many tricks are done in a lip sync because it, to me, it comes off as desperate and trying just a little too hard. I know you have to try your best, but I think it's just an act of desperation when you throw in that many tricks. But Coco Jumbo is gone. I think she probably could have redeemed herself just a little more last week with her Bogan prom if she had maybe smeared her makeup a little. If you'll remember, she did that look where she was just coming out of the bushes, possibly, you know, doing a little naughty stuff in there. So she had scuffed up her legs a little. So I think if she had exaggerated that a little more, maybe put some more blood on them, like they were some like scratches from her legs from the trees and the bushes, not the trees, the bushes, and then like smudged her lipstick. It would have been really funny. Her face was just maybe a little too pretty for the Bogan prom realness. But I enjoy her. I will continue to follow her Instagram. I will watch her stories. If she does lives, I think she went on live last night and I watched it. My mind is a mess today, but I think it was last night. So I will continue to follow her and watch her career because I think she's a great drag queen. But we're going to talk about this episode, and it's called Recycled. There is no mini challenge, and we go right into it with RuPaul coming into the room. And it is a design and make your own outfit from a pile of garbage. And we have a surprise. There is someone in the garbage. I was really hoping it was Shangela. It was not. We have Art Simone. She is back in the competition. I believe I said that I did not think that was going to be the end of her when she was eliminated. I assumed she would be back. I just wish it had been more of a fair thing for her to come back where the three queens that were eliminated had to compete to come back, or maybe you do it a little later and it's 5 queens and you do it as the makeover challenge. You know, there are ways to do that to make it fair. This, they just brought Art Simone back. It seems a little rigged to me that she is back in this manner. But again, I said I didn't think she was going to be gone for good because she is just, she's kind of the star of the Australian scene right now. And so I didn't think that was the end of her. She's back, and she is back into the competition. We get to see the drama between Electra and Scarlet Envy and et cetera, et cetera. I do not like et cetera, et cetera. I think I said that last week. There's something about her that just really turns me off. I think she is playing this mean, bitchy character to stay on the show because I don't think her drag is that exceptional. I just don't like her. There's something about her that I just don't like. I feel kind of the same way about Scarlet Envy, whereas her drag is actually good. So I'm not going to say that she's a bad drag queen. But I think I know she has some history. I'm trying to not let that cloud my vision of her, but there's something about her that I don't like. Going into this, I thought Electra was going to be the first queen to go home. She has quickly changed my mind about that. Obviously she didn't go home on the first episode, but I've turned a leaf on Electra. I kind of really enjoy her as a drag queen. Plus she's super hot as a boy. But I think that her drag, while they keep saying that it's too basic and pedestrian, I don't think they use pedestrian, I did, but it's very basic and not elevated enough. They kept saying that. That's the word they keep using. It's not elevated. I think her drag is completely valid and completely really, I enjoy her drag. Yeah, I'm gonna say I enjoy her drag, and I enjoy her drag a lot more than et cetera, et cetera. That is for sure. So Electra's won me over. Again, I don't want her to do too many more splits, but that is just my own personal opinion. Scarlett asks if she can borrow Electra's panties for this challenge, and Electra doesn't let her. And I don't blame her, because Scarlett and et cetera have been coming for Electra all day long. And now you want to ask a favor? No, girl, that's not how drag works. Not at all. It's not how life works, not drag. I mean, Electra could have been a lovely, lovely sister and said, please go ahead and use them. But no, 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 no. You don't get to use that. You don't even get to ask that. So I was happy that Scarlett did not allow that to happen. Anita tells us that she loves to sew, but she can't really sew. She said something weird. It was, I love to sew, but sewing doesn't love me, or something like that. And we find out a little bit later why that is true. And this dress that she is wearing proves that she doesn't really know how to sew. But I appreciate that she likes to sew and that she is all in for this challenge, which is a design challenge. We get the Rue visits, and this is something, maybe because not much happened during this episode, we get a rare look where we get to see Rue talking to all eight of the girls individually. I think that's amazing. I know that it probably happens on every episode. We just don't get to see it for time purposes. But on this one, we got to see it all. It'll be interesting to see. I'm not sure how the other ones around the world are, if they have commercials in them. I watched it on the World of Wonder app, and so there are no commercials. So I don't know if they just had extra time. I don't know if it's commercial free around the world. And so if there are commercials on some, I wonder if some of the queens got cut out. I just don't know. But first up was Art Simone, because Rue wanted to welcome her back and say that she's getting a second chance. Nothing really happened during this Dizzle talk back of worth mentioning. She's making a little pink dress. We find out later that it is kind of Marie Antoinette-esque. That is why she has those little cages built out of the pool noodles, which I think is really cute. So I appreciate that already. Karen from Finance is next. She's going to do some character, and it is some real person named Chappelle Corby. Again, I'm not from Australia, so I have no idea who this is, but apparently she tried to smuggle a boogie board case full of marijuana to Bali and got caught at the airport. And so Karen is doing that look. She is warned that doing a character is very risky because this is a design challenge. So you're basically just doing a costume, not a, you're not designing anything. That was her warning. Ketamine. Comes over with this ball bra top, and I am in love with it already. She says that she's been in her head during this season so far, so she wants to just go out and have a good time. Blah, 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 blah. RuPaul asks, you know, the question, how is your head? And she says, no complaints so far. But then she goes on to say, actually, there's been a lot of complaints about too much teeth, which makes RuPaul really, really cackle. So I feel we are at a turning point for Miss Ketamine, who is my favorite person on the show. I've said that before. I will say it again. I still really love her. Do I think she's going to win? Probably not. Do I hope she makes top three? 1,000%. Yes, I do. Because I enjoy her campy drag. I enjoy her divine inspired makeup. And I love her outfits that she wears on the runway. So that's what I'm going to say about that. Blah, 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 blah. Electra is next. And she comes over with basically nothing. And Rue asks if she can sew, and she says, yes, I can sew. I can't really style, which is kind of a little dig towards the judges who say her looks are not elevated. She's like, I can sew. And so she kind of gives her this idea of what she's going to be doing as a kangaroo hunter, because she's already sent two Aussie queens home, and she wanted to have these stuffed animal heads hanging on her garment. Rue does not seem impressed by this, but doesn't want to dissuade her, but says, have you ever tried to do glamour gown? And you have to know your body. And so Electra leaves rethinking the whole thing. And next we have Maxi Shield. She comes over with some plastic bags. It's those plastic bags that people have used in the past. They call them drag bags there, which you just throw all your drag in. I do that with an IKEA bag, so I get that. Over here, we use them for shopping and for laundry. And it is those plaid plastic bags that literally have zero stretch. Rue warns her about this, but I'm in my mind, I'm like, I know of at least two queens in the past that have used that. And one of them for sure has won the design challenge. I think the other one might as well. I'm not going to say who it is because I don't want to get, I don't like to give misinformation. The one that won was Davina DeCampo with her David Bowie inspired pantsuit. It was so cool and so worthy of a win. Not going to say who the other one I think is because I didn't do my research and I don't want to give you misinformation. If you know who it is, please put it in the comments just to validate me. I think there is one other queen that has used them in the past and won the design challenge. They may not have won. I don't know. I'm making shit up now. So if you know what I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking about. Rue is worried that there's no stretch. And Anita, Maxi is a bigger queen. She's a short queen, but a big queen. And so I think that is the main concern that RuPaul has about not being stretch material. But again, it's worked for people in the past. So I wasn't tremendously worried for her. I will say I appreciated Maxi during the very beginning saying, do I know how to sew? No, but I'm coming on Drag Race. So I took some lessons. That's all you have to do, ladies. And you have to know how to make one garment. And with that garment, you can change it up to anything you want, but you need to know how to make one basic silhouette. If you're going on Drag Race, just learn that. That's all you have to do. It can be simple. It can be elaborate, but make sure you know how to do one silhouette. And then you can tweak it out to meet the challenge. You can tweak it out to meet the fabrics. And that, I believe, is what Maxi Shield did this week. Next, we have Et Cetera, Et Cetera. She brought over this pink, flowy, garbage garment that I did not like. She is concerned because she's always been safe, so she's never had critiques, so she knows that she's not doing bad, but she doesn't know if she's doing good either. That's the end of it. I don't care about her, honestly. So I don't like her garment that she creates. I don't like what she showed us. I don't like her attitude. I don't like much about this, et cetera, et cetera. Next is Anita, and she comes over with nothing as well, except like a sketch pad. And Rue asks if she's doing a ransom note, and she said yes, because she doesn't know how to sew. We know that already. But she's doing a media look with books and videotape, and it's going to be hot glued to save her life. So I think she actually made that garment that we saw her in just to be like the lining for this. So when after you know that, it's like, okay, the garment isn't bad because you're not going to see all the imperfections in it, which were all sewing mistakes. So you're not going to see that because she's going to cover it up with all this shit. I appreciate that. And I say, if that's what you do, that's what you do. Great. Do it. And do it to the best of your ability. So I appreciated that from Anita. She is doing books and videotape, like I said. She said that she breaks every sewing machine that she touches. So that's funny. We find out that she is still in the Navy. Rue says, you were in the Navy. She's like, I still am. She gets to wear her uniform. She is part of the Navy band and plays the trumpet. If you follow her Insta story, she did put that on there this week that she plays the trumpet and wants to kind of incorporate that into drag a little more because it's unique. And I say, go for it. Thorgy is always looking for musicians for her Thorchestra. Obviously, I don't know if a trumpet is part of an orchestra, and I guess it is. I think Thorgy is basically strings, but, you know, more drag instruments, the better. Now we have Olivia playing piano, we have Thorgy on the violin, and we have Anita playing trumpet. I'm in. I'm sure other people play instruments, so bring them on. Someone got the triangle, I'm sure. Scarlett is next. She's doing a vintage 1940s, 1950s concept. It is a picnic theme because she has that picnic blanket. And Rue started some shit between Scarlett and Elektra talking about their dance skills and differences in the last week's challenge. And Scarlett kind of throws some shade, saying there's more to performing than just doing splits, which I agree with. I'm not going to lie. I don't like it when queens do tricks all the time. But this was also very shady of the producers and Rue to do this. They just wanted, you know, to get more reactions. And if it's all in good fun, great. But I don't think this was. Wasn't in fun at all. If it is, they are great actors portraying a role that I am not, that I was not privy to. So I did not enjoy that. The next day during the workroom, as they're getting ready, they do a lot of talking with et cetera, about being non-binary. It's fascinating to me, this non-binary status that people have. I work at the LGBT Community Center in New York City, for those of you who don't know. So I have a little bit of knowledge on this. I know people that are non-binary. I know people that are trans. I know people obviously that are gay and lesbian and bi. But this is a category that is relatively new, coming to popularity, and people figuring out their non-gender conforming ways. And I appreciate that. I appreciate that it's on our televisions, and it's a conversation that needed to be had. So I do like that. While I don't like et cetera, I do appreciate what she had to say about this. We're going to jump to the runway, because that's what this episode was all about. It was all about the runway and creating these looks. So let's get into these looks. We're going to start, of course, with Miss RuPaul Charles. I do not understand this look one bit. I mean, it's very disco 70s kind of thing. I think the colors are not great together. I don't understand these sleeves. I don't understand these leggings. With this silhouette. Yeah, I just think it's weird. The breast part is weird, how it pops out right here at the chest. Her hair is good, her makeup is fine. But the outfit is just so weird to me, and I just don't get it. So I'm not a fan of this look. Sorry, everyone. I hope you all are. We have a real live guest judge in person named Els Parad. He is an actor and a trans man. He talked about a movie that he's going to be a part of or already filmed. I'm not 100%. This is going to be probably some misinformation, but go back and check it to make sure. But I believe Max, our scruffy hit crew member, the one with the beard, everyone, I don't know how to describe him. He's very sexy, but I believe he was the director of this movie. He's a filmmaker, and I think this is the movie that he directed. I know that he does a lot of trans films, so I think this might be part of that. What I'm gonna say is Els is very handsome, very sexy, very funny. I kind of loved everything about him. And that's just my opinion. But those eyes are gorgeous. His face is so cute. I like his hair too. I like everything about him. Well, way to go, Els. First on the runway, the category is, you know, garbage. I don't know if that's really what the category is. The episode's called Recycled, so we'll call it that. And this is Art Simone. She is giving us the Marie Antoinette pinafore look. I did side by sides of the face and the outfit so we can get a glimpse at both of them. I think this outfit is super adorable. It's nothing groundbreaking and new, because we've seen Marie Antoinette looks on the runway before, all the way back in season 3 with Raja. But I think this wig is extraordinary. I think this glitter piece of toy that she put in her hair is phenomenal. I really wanted to get a close-up of that. I think her makeup really works for this look as Marie Antoinette with the white face. I think she did a great, great job coming back into this, but her runways were never bad when she was on the show, so it's what I expect from her. Next, we have Ketamine with the ball look. I think this is extraordinary. I love that she made it into her wig as part of the hat as well. The dress is cute. It's perfect for her style. It fits her. It's exactly what Ketamine should be doing. I loved it, loved it, loved it. Again, I am a huge fan of Ketamine. She is my favorite queen on the show, so you will probably not hear me say bad things. That's not true. if she does something bad, I'll say it's bad. But this, I think, really, really worked. It was a great challenge for her, and bravo. Next is et cetera, et cetera. And she gave us this weird description about being, you know, this goddess type of thing. I don't like it. I don't like her makeup. I don't like her wig. I don't like this negligee she created, because that's really all it is. I think she said she made it out of curtains. The sleeves are interesting with the ruching on it, but the rest is just so boring. And you can, you know, see all of her garments underneath it. I don't like it. Sorry. Bye. Next, we have Maxi Shields. She's giving us that bag look, and she did this perfectly. She said it's very Vivian Westwood, punk rock. She made a purse to go with it. I love that she shows her midriff. This is the second time we're seeing that, I think 2 weeks in a row, because it was last week. This wig is amazing with this. I have a wig very similar to this, and I'm going to try to style it like this because I think it looks really cool. Yeah, I think she did a great job with this plastic fabric that has no stretch. It fits her body immaculately. I don't know how she did that, but bravo to her. Next is Karen from Finance. Again, she's doing that character that no one cares about. It's stupid and it's ugly. There's no design to this. It's a costume, and that's all it is. Really, really bad. Don't like it. Next, we have Electra Shock. She made a gown out of ties. I think this is exquisite. I think she looks great in this. I actually love this hair, which I normally wouldn't care for, but I think it looks great with this look. The gown is gorgeous. She did a great, great job, really starting over after her talk with Rue, and giving Rue what she wanted. Yeah, I think she did a great job. I don't know what else to say. It's a gorgeous gown, in a very creative way. Anita Wiglet is next. This is her burn books and VHS tape dress. I don't think it's as terrible as everyone thought. Maybe in person it looked a lot worse, but on the camera it wasn't terrible. Was she going to win with this? Not a chance. But I don't think it's as bad as it sounded from the judges and from the other contestants. So maybe it was really bad in person. I don't know. But I think the shape is fine. I think the fact that the pages are loose like that, I actually really enjoy, because it gives a little bit of movement to what would be very stiff otherwise. And I don't hate it. I think her wig is fantastic as well. So yeah, I didn't hate this look as much as everyone else. Finally, we have Scarlett Adams. She is giving us the picnic realness. I mean, the greatest, this fits her immaculately. It's a cute idea. Again, we have the giant rose. This is another giant rose moment. We had it with Rosé. We had it with me years ago, at the RuPaul's Drag Race finale taping, as well as on Cycle for the Cause. I believe that was in 2018, with my giant rose look. So I'm always here for a giant rose. This fits her impeccably. The greatest thing about that is that she turned it into shorts. They are so cute. This little onesie outfit, maybe two pieces that I can't tell, but I think it's just super cute. I love the grapes in her hair, on her shoulder, in the picnic basket. The little apron is cute. She did a great job on this look, but she's a costume designer, so I expected her to do great on this. Ketamine and Electra Shock are sent back safe. They are our safe queens. I thought they both could have been in the top. but I really liked a lot of the looks this week, so it was hard for me. So having them safe is fine. Electra Shock, I'm a little more surprised at being safe, because I thought her gown was really, really well done and really creative. But they are both safe. They are both Kiwi queens, and they are both safe and get to go back and gossip among themselves. Our top queens are Art Simone, Maxi Shield, and Scarlett Adams. Again, I can't dispute these, because I did enjoy all of them. I really liked Art's take on Marie Antoinette, mainly for that wig and headpiece. The dress was fine. I think Maxi Shield did an amazing job with her garment out of those plastic bags. And Scarlett Envy, I mean, she's a costume designer. She looked great. It fit her incredibly. So I can't dispute these three being at the top. It would have been more dramatic if Electra was in the top against Scarlet. But we do hear later that Scarlet even says that Electra's was her second favorite look on the runway today. So there you go. She had to throw in shade and say, if it was styled better, you might have won, which is very shady. But Scarlet is our winner. I'm not going to dispute this. I don't like Scarlet, but I think she looks great in this look. So I'm not going to dispute that. Was it my favorite look? No. Of those three, I probably would have picked Maxine as my favorite look, because I think she did a phenomenal job with her look. That leaves us with the bottom three of et cetera, Karen from Finance, and Anita Wiglet. I was very torn with this bottom three, because I thought of the three, Anita Wiglet should have been safe. That's what I thought. because I hated et cetera's look. I hate her attitude as well. So that always is a little bit of a factor for me. Karen from Finance did the absolute worst in this challenge. She deserved to be in the bottom for sure. But they send back et cetera as safe. And that leaves us with Karen from Finance and Anita Wiglet as our bottom two. I put this picture in here because Karen from Finance did this little dab and there was this crazy horn that went off. And I don't know where it came from. I don't know if it was added in post, but it seemed like everyone heard it because there was laughter. I don't know. I just don't know where it came from. I don't know if it's between her butt cheeks and when she did that, it squeezed it. I just don't know. If someone has any idea or heard any rumors, I don't follow spoilers. So if anyone knows where that came from, please let me know. But these two queens are going to lip sync to I Begin to Wonder by Dannii Minogue. I'm not sure why we didn't get Dannii Minogue when Dannii Minogue was on the show, but here she is now. Was this a great lip sync? No. Who do I think won? Anita Wiglet. I thought Karen's from Binance's lip sync was so boring. Anita wasn't all that much better, but at least she was doing something. For most of the time, Karen just stood around, and then she did the one dance move that she knows, apparently, and she did it twice at two different times. So I thought Anita Wiglet won this, but I was wrong. this was the end of the song when Anita was helping Karen back up because she got down on her knees. Anita's dress really isn't that terrible. That's what I'm going to say. But Karen from Finances sent safe. She was the winner of this lip sync in the judge's eyes / producer's eyes, because I don't think she won this lip sync at all. I don't think she did enough, and I don't think she really did anything. But that means we have to say goodbye to Anita Wiglet. Anita Wiglet, I counted her out very quickly as well. I've said week to week that her mouth distracts me, but I appreciate her as a drag queen. I love Camp Drag Queen. She won me over with her personality. I thought that was what's going to keep her safe this week and put et cetera in the bottom. But for the show, I guess they need et cetera because she causes drama backstage, and that is more important than drag. I said it. Anita Wiglet gives one of my most favorite exit lines ever to be on the runway. And she said, "Is it too soon to start talking about All Stars?" Which I think is super, super funny. I love, love, love this queen. So keep up the good work, Miss Anita Wiglet. She does her mirror message. She covered the entire mirror with this long, long story. I appreciate that because now Karen from Finance is really going to have to work to get that off. And then she stole her lipstick. You can see it there in the first picture, putting it in her bra. And she stole a few items off the table as she walked out. I think this is hysterical. It is a well-known fact that queens in the past have stolen stuff from the workroom. So I appreciate that we got to see it on camera. And that lipstick will, if she doesn't save it as a souvenir, will catch her some good money on eBay. If she wants to sell it, people will pay money for that. I'm sure they took it away from her as soon as she walked out of there, but I don't care. That is in my mind. That's what's going to happen. Next time on RuPaul's Drag Race, they have to create and market an item. And I believe RuPaul said it's a yeast spray. Correct me if I'm wrong, everyone, but I believe that is what she said. I should have turned on my subtitles to make sure that's what she said. This sounds kind of gross to me, but I do love when they have to do their own commercials like that. So I'm excited to see that. Karen from Finance has said this episode that Scarlett has won the last two because she's a dancer and she's a costume designer. And so those were her challenges to win. She's waiting for a scripted comedy. This isn't scripted, but I think it will be very comical and she should do really well at that. So we shall see who's going to struggle next week with comedy. I think Scarlett Adams will, and I think et cetera will. And maybe Elektra as well. I think they kept et cetera around so we can have a showdown between her and Elektra and possibly Scarlett or Scarlett as well. I mean, it could be a three-way lip sync between the three of them. Who knows? But I think that is kind of what we are gearing up to. Either one of those two queens against Elektra at some point. And I hope Elektra wins over both of them just to put them in their place, but who knows? And then at the very end of the episode, we get this cryptic message from RuPaul that says, before you leave, there's something we need to talk about. And it ends with Michelle having this crazy look on her face. I am sure this is a misdirect and it's probably something really funny just before someone is walking off the stage, not before they're leaving the show. I could be wrong. It could be totally about that. But we shall see. We will see next week. That is it for this episode, everyone. We made it through another episode, episode 4. We have gotten rid of three queens because we brought one back. We got rid of three queens when it started. We've gotten rid of three queens now that it is over. If you want to toot and boot these looks along with my friends, you can follow me on Instagram at Sashay Away with Barry. That is SashayWithBarry. And those are available for 24 hours on my Insta story. If you follow me there, they will pop up. They will be posted tomorrow, sometime tomorrow morning. I'm going by Eastern Standard Time because I live in New York City. So it will be around 9 a.m. Look at 10. Who knows? Look between 9 and 10. They will be there. Or look later in the day because they will be there. You have 24 hours to get to it. And then those results are revealed on the Toot and Boot episode with Chris and David later in the week. I think last week we did Monday. I haven't checked their calendars yet, so I can't give you an estimated time of when that will happen, but it's usually Monday or Tuesday that that happens. And that video is posted then. So you can see the results there. If you don't want to wait that long, you can always go to sashayawaywithberry.com because they are posted there as well. And they are posted there usually after the Instagram story is over. So it's usually just the next day. So they should be there on Monday. I want to thank you all for watching and listening, however you are getting this, whether it is via YouTube or your favorite podcast platform. Stay safe out there, and I will be back with you later this week. Bye, everyone.